Hey crystals, welcome to Crystal Clear. My name is Claire J. Johnson. If this is your very first time, very first time coming across this platform, hey, what's up? How are you doing? Welcome to this community where we speak about faith and femininity. So if these two things pique your interest, please do well to be a part of this community. We would love to have you amongst us. And to just be a part of this community, all you have to do is follow us on our different social media platforms. Every platform that we are on, just be there so you don't miss out on the things that we dish out on this platform. Does that even make sense? You get the gist, right? You get the gist. So every platform will be in the description box for you to know where you'll be following. And thank you so much for showing the extra love by going the extra length to be a member. God bless you so greatly, and welcome back to my returning listeners. Hey guys, what's up? How are you doing? Yeah. Why am I happy? I don't know. I'm always bubbly. I need to be serious. Okay, so I think I forgot to mention in the last episode that every old episode from last year to the moment I started my podcast is now on private. I did so because I didn't think that those episodes is fitting into the things that I'll be speaking of from this moment henceforth. So I just wanted a clean slate. And I know I was already telling you guys before that this year would be the official year of Crystal Clear. That was an unofficial test run season. But I'm very grateful for everything and everyone that joined me in figuring out my footing concerning this podcast. And yeah, those episodes will still be there to listen to. You guys, if you want to listen, it's just like, hey, what's up, Jarisola? Or hey, what's up, Claire? Let's just release one episode. We want to listen to it. I will do that for you. I will do that for you. Anytime for you, love. Anything. But I don't want that to be shown now. I don't want to be showing it now. That's that about that. So in the last episode, I remember saying that I'm going to be speaking on how to achieve goals. So yeah, I am speaking on how to achieve goals. So to me, this is the correct way to achieve goals. And I know that we know that goals are supposed to be smart. That means they're supposed to be specific, they're supposed to be measurable, they're supposed to be achievable, realistic, and time bound. And you guys can just search it up on Google. It's to bring out those, you know, characteristics of a good goal. So this is the way you can achieve goals. I just want to say a quick disclaimer. I'm not a perfect goal setter. I want you guys to know that everything I come to say to you guys is something I realized and I'm going through, or I overcame. But that doesn't even mean even overcome something. It does not even mean that that's the end of you overcoming that thing. It's a continuous process of overcoming. So I just want you guys to know I'm not a perfect goal setter. I have found something that looks like the right way, and I'm here to tell you how you can use it. And I'm also going to be using it. Okay, that's all. It's not that I've been using it for 10 years. So with that being said, let's just get to it. So for me, goals have to be close to your reality. And I think that's where realistic comes, you know, in the qualities of a good goals, of a good goal. It's really love, really love good goals. Anyway, you get the gist. So it has to be realistic. So to me, realistic is not making it far from your reality. So most times we set goals that are far from our reality. Some people say, I want to have 10 million this year, and they don't have a job. It is weird. Wow, how do you want to get that 10 million? How do you want to do it? It is unattainable. You can't get it if you don't even have a job. And what kind of job would you have to get for you to make money? Say, okay, 10 million in a year, right? At least you should be making like 800. And even the 800 where you did make per month, it didn't mean that you would not spend, because you have expenses, right? You want to have 10 million naira is different from you want to make 10 million naira. Does that make sense? Rewind what I'm saying. Okay, so you want to have 10 million naira is different from you want to make 10 million. Yes, correct. Or you want to invest, or you want to save, or you want to, like, the summary of everything really is 10 million naira. If you say the summary of your finances in that year should be 10 million, maybe expenses, everything. But if you say you want to have, meaning you want to be seen into your account, meaning you like something like a savings, I guess. So it has to be in your account, standing there. You have to first of all think about it like this. You have to think about your life. First, think about, do you have what it takes to give a service or product that would give you 10 million? Do you have any skills that would make you useful to the market, the labor market, that will give you 10 million? You have to think about it. You have to go to the nitty gritty of it, the beats. You have to go and ask yourself. So let's say, for example, now you are trying to drink 8 sachets of water per day. You're trying to drink 8 sachets of water per day. I don't know why I'm repeating it, God forgive me. So 8 per day, and you can only afford 2 pure water per day. Are you a chicken? Why can't you first of all say, okay, well, let me try and drink 3 per day? That one is attainable. You can do that extra work of drinking 3. Because, okay, now I can afford 3 pure water. I will try my best to afford 3 pure water. When you now do that, okay, let me increase it to 4. It has to be very realistic. When you're setting goals, I think if you want to just set the goals, it should not be far from what you can see. Yes, there are some people that, I mean, there's always going to be exceptional cases of people, you know, saying I want 10 million and it gets it, good and great. But if you know you have like a very weak faith, yes, I have a weak faith, I will confess, I have a weak faith. If somebody comes to me and say, Claire, you're going to have 30 million this year, I look at you and I'm like, how? Well, unless somebody dashes me that money. But like, from where I'm standing here, where I'm looking at, I'm calculating what work am I doing that will give me that? I can't see it right now. I just can't. Maybe in the course of the year, yes, no problem. But from where I'm standing, I can't. From where I'm sitting, from where I'm, the point that I am right now, I can't see it. So you have to be able to see your goal. You have to be able to see it. You have to be able to feel it. Let them be very specific to your reality. Let it be tailored and designed to the reality of your life by maybe just like 2 inches. 2 inches or 2%, 3%, 4%, depending on your strength. Oh, can I do that extra work? Can I do that extra work of 2%? Can I do that extra work of 3%? So when you When you do that, then you have to break the goals. You have to break your goals to pieces. Okay, so now let us use that water example now. The water example, the goal is just to be hydrated throughout the course of the year. You don't want to be dehydrated, you want to be hydrated throughout the course of the year. So you say you can afford 3 pure water. To make sure that you are drinking 3 pure water, maybe you are drinking, except 3 pure water. The Nigerian in me is coming out to play. Okay, so make sure you are drinking 3 sachet water, right? You, let's say you are going out, you have to maybe put it inside a bottle, put it in your bag where you can see it, or maybe set a timer, and that's just day after day. You want to forget entirely the remaining days of the year. You want to focus on that particular day at the moment. You don't want to say, the goal is, you don't want to be looking at the goal as it's large. You want to look at it in bits. You want to look at it in bits, in seconds, in minutes, in hours of that particular day. You don't want to go beyond that day. You just want to be faithful in that day, and that would really help you, because now you're not overwhelmed by it. You'll say, can I drink up to 300 bags? You will not be overwhelmed. You rather just say, today is 3 sachets of water I'm to drink. Down, quick, done. Next day, down, quick, done. You will not even know when you achieve or achieve more. So first thing, make sure your goals are not far from your reality. They are not very far. Like, you can do 2% difference from your reality, no problem. Look at your faith, and then work accordingly. 2, make sure you have broken it into bits, like the bittest of bits. You have to make sure it is so broken that it is doable, it's achievable, it is easy, it is attractive. It is, when you look at it, go just like, I've done it. Like, just looking at it, I've done it. I've already done it. Then the third thing is that you don't want to look at it from the big goal that it is, which is still the same thing. I think it's just 2 tips, really. So you just want to break it a bit. You don't want to start looking at it from the, you know, larger picture. You want to look at it from the small pieces. Yeah, you can set, somebody was saying something like, you can have big dreams, but make sure you can have a big dream, but don't be afraid to start small, something like that. You set big crazy dreams, depending on your faith, depending on your confidence, depending on your strength, depending on your current reality, depending on, just look at around yourself, look around you and look at, okay, what is this thing attainable? It has to be realistic to you, not to anybody, very realistic to you, because it will boost your confidence. Like, when you see the goal, you're like, I can do it. That, first of all, is like a success. It's like high success rate already, because you can see it for yourself, and then you can become it because you see it and you're confident in that. So that's what you want to do. You want to be able to make it realistic, and you want to break it in bits, and probably you won't forget the big picture, because now every bit, you know within yourself that this bit is going to lead to the big picture. So there's no need to have the big picture in mind. Just follow the bits, follow the crumbs. If you can break it to crumbs so that it can be edible, it can be doable, it can be achievable, it's very realistic. Then you don't even see the difference between what you did last year and what you did this year, but you know that I've done my to-do list, I've done this, and that's going to bring me one step closer to my goal, and that is fine. That's all you just need to do, and keep moving like that consistently on a regular. But even if you have your weekdays and your days where you just say, I just want to relax, that is also fine. Don't give yourself anything, but just make sure you're not staying too long on that, and I just want to relax. Don't relax for too long. Relax a bit, yes, good, great, but make sure you get your ass up, okay? It will be, as I'm saying this, I'm talking to myself as well. Every time I'm saying everything I'm saying, I'm actually also talking to myself, because I go back to listen to it for myself and bless myself. Then you guys are also blessed. Okay, all right. Thank you so much. That's where I'm going to end it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have learned a thing or two. I really want every one of us to change this year. It is compulsory. It is important. I don't know if it is because of the age I'm turning this year. That's why I'm like, you have played for too long. It's time to be serious. Okay. Yeah. So if you are even younger, please, you can start earlier so that at least maybe all your mistakes, you do it, and then when you achieve everything, to be at the right time, you get. Not like me that has been playing for a very long time. Please don't be like me. I'm begging you. All right. Please do well to follow us on our different social media platforms. It should be in the description box down below. Please don't forget to give your life to Christ. So this year would not make sense if you don't give your life to Christ. I've told you the truth. This is the extreme center of everything at the end of the day. I'll put the prayer you need to say in the description box down below as well. And what else is there to also say? Please, when I open the Q&A box section, please do well to also suggest topics and leave a review or rate us. I don't know what they do on Spotify or an Anchor, but please do well to just let me know that you like it or how I can improve on every episode. And yeah, till I see you next in the next episode, please do well to, you know, be focused on that goal. Be focused. Yeah, I need you to want in life for yourself, want a good life for yourself, want a great life for yourself, and we'll be able to achieve it together this year in Jesus' name. Amen. XOXO Claire G. Johnson. Love you. Bye. Kisses.